Blog Talk Radio.
Everything was meant, everything was meant. I took a L, what comes after L, my nigga M's. The AK with the twins, that's Mary Kate and Sis. My shooters, they don't miss, fade away and switch. Dedication six, and every day we sick. Treating medication scripts like some revelation scripts. I thought yesterday we quit, but you know every day we spend. Then we celebrate the win, like we'll never play again. Well, I just talked to my hitman, he said that he made a list. Nigga always breaking in, and he never leave a print, and I never shape the brick. Okay, now I'm talking shit. Wear that bacon soda mix. Raise my arm and hammer fist. And my yellow bone, she thick. And her belly don't exist. And she never saw the gym. She stay healthy cause she stripped. Doing very late events. And I never paid a cent. Pussy never leave a cent. Tony Braxton breathe again. Every day all week we live. You know every day we still. And we having steak and shrimp. Was her naked waitress here. Told that bitch to bring a friend. You know that we make them kiss. She know if it's going down, I keep her elevator lit. Now when I elevator music, get it better, play the hits. I can serenade a bitch, you interrogate a bitch. If we interrogate that bitch, we be like, where that save that bitch? Put that barrel to her tits, and if she hesitate, that's it. I need that combination, bitch, cause I ain't got no patience, bitch. I hate to do it, but the line between love and hate is this. You know every day we win, you know second place that shit. You know that we take the kids, just like Freddie Jason it. You know that we spray and dip, 18786. While you eating bacon grits, again while police taking tips. You know every day we drip, dripping wet Mercedes Benz, dripping wet in glazy clip. You know every day she drench, this that dedication six. You know every day we sick, give me what a life again. Catch a body like the lift, this that dedication six. If she starstruck, make a wish, I tell her pussy take your lick. I'm big headed, make it fit. You know every day we sick, that's some sick shit. You know every day we sick, that's some sick shit. You know, every day we sick.
You ain't got that Lil Wayne D6, man. Go and get that. Do yourself a favor. All right, we are live again on another episode of USA Blog Network, the Dopeness Interview Series, where we host nothing but the dopeness in America, the world. You are live with the host, Babyface Monster, Carl BFM Jones. And we got another dope show. We got another dope artist, as always. What's going on, bro?
What's going on? What's good with you?
Man, nice to meet you, man. Go ahead and introduce yourself. Let the world know.
How you doing? I'm Drew Pack. I'm from New Orleans, Louisiana. You know, what's good? How you doing?
Pretty good, man. Pretty good. So for those who don't know, Drew Pack, new up-and-coming hip-hop artist out of New Orleans, just dropped a dope song. His new single is called Red Dot, so we're going to get in it. What's going on down there, man? How is the weather down there?
I'll tell you what, man. The weather changes one day the weather be like 80 degrees, and then the next day you throw on the coat, it's 43 degrees out of here, man. It's crazy. It's changing every light. But yeah, you know,
get cold down there, snow down there? You know, I'm in Chicago, so it's snow outside, yeah. All outside right now.
I know it actually did snow the first time in like 10 years or something like that, like something crazy like that.
Oh,
9
that's crazy.
Years. Yeah, it snowed this year. But yeah, we got some snow this year, so that was kind of cool, but nothing like up in Chicago.
I bet. It's that global warming, man. It's happening. It's happening right now. Anyway, yeah, man. So I love the song Red Dot. We're going to get into that. We're going to talk about like what you got going on. But really what I want to find out and pinpoint and hammer down is where you came from. Like, how did you start? You know, like, why do you want to be in the music business, man? Why? So
right.
Let's talk about, like, how you began. Like, how did you, like, first start writing? What inspired you to do that?
Look, man, I was in school, you know, I was chilling with my friends, you know. And being in New Orleans, you have so many musical inspirations like Wayne, Kevin Gates, Boosie. You know, you have all these artists around you, and you're listening to that. And growing up listening to that, I'm like, man, you know, like, yeah, you know, I vibe with that. Like, that's how I connect. That's where my culture came from. That's what made me. So when I started getting interested in music, I started listening to Lil Wayne and seeing how he flipped words and the wordplay he used and like how genius it was. And I was like, I want to do that. I want to be able to do that and like make somebody think, wow, like, you know, that's crazy what he just said, and connect with people like that. So I started messing around with music, freestyling with my friends and doing that, and I was all right at it. And then somebody just said, hey man, drop a SoundCloud, like you should do it. Like, so I just gave it a shot and I went at it. But I make music because it's a relief for me. It's an outlet for me. Instead of going and having to do, you know, all these other things that I could be in the streets and I could be, you know, gangbanging, doing this and that and you know, all that. It's an outlet that I can get my, you know, my brother, I suffer with depression, you know, it's an outlet that I can use to make myself better, you know.
Mm.
So that's why I got into music, and those are my, like, kind of my inspirations to start.
Yeah, man. For a lot of people, it's therapy. It's therapeutic. It's an outlet for them to kind of, you know, release into the world, you know. So I can definitely relate with that. As far as, like, any inspirations, you mentioned Lil Wayne. I played Lil Wayne, that D6. You
right,
up on
yeah,
that D6?
Yeah.
That Dedication 6?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, he just dropped that, like, Christmas Eve.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, man, these D6, all Dedication album, man, Wayne is the mixtape king. Like, right, he's the GOAT. Like, yeah.
So, do you put him in your hip-hop's greatest top five? Is he somewhere in the mix up there?
Not a question. My hip-hop, he's definitely in my top five. Him, Pac, Biggie, of course. I throw Jay-Z in there. Kanye. I mean, you could throw Kanye in there because he's just because of you know, the culture they bring to it. It's like, it's more than a rap game. You know, it's all the culture that those people bring to it. But yeah, he's definitely in the top five.
Word, man. Yeah, that's a pretty solid top five. You know, Wayne is definitely up there. You know, Pac, Big, all of that. You know, I kicked it with some chicks back in the day who said that Lil Wayne was God. That's how crazy, that's how big this man is.
Right.
They said, like, we had a conversation because they blew my high that day. Like, me and my homies, like, what? He is God.
Right.
Like,
right.
Wow, okay. So, yeah, that's how big Wayne is.
Exactly. You know, man, and, yeah, that's how it is. Today, and especially in New Orleans, that is how Wayne is. Like, he is God. Like, he is the rap God. He's, you know, all praise, you know, all that. I see that so much, man. Like, to see how much he influenced the country, like, the nation, the world, even.
The world,
you know, coming from the same spot that I'm coming from, that really inspires me, you know.
Wow. Yeah. So, a hometown boy from New Orleans grew up on Lil Wayne. And, I mean, what other inspirations kind of pushed you into this path? Is hip-hop going to be your career, or is it kind of just that outlet?
No, it's it was the outlet at first. That's what pushed me to it. The outlet was what pushed me to it. But this is how I'm gonna get the bag. It's how I have to get after it. You know, it's how I have to get the bag somewhere. That's how I'm gonna have to get after it. So,
right.
I'm putting all in 100% with this. You know, I mean, like, well, again, like you said, like, yeah, Wayne was one of my inspirations. Kevin Gates, definitely one of, by the way, Free Gates, by the way. And, yeah, like, I'm trying to get a bag. Like, I ain't coming in this to mess around. I ain't coming in this to be friendly. I'm coming in this to make my bag, to get a bag, take some racks, and, you know, see what's on with it.
Can you remember back your first trip to the studio, like actually recording your first track?
Yeah. Yeah. I remember.
Like, reminisce on that.
So, I'm sitting here, I'm thinking, like, my friend said, you know, hey, man, I want you to come to the studio with me. Yeah, man. He was like, I was kind of weary about it. I didn't really want to do it. But I just went along anyway. Anyway, so I go in there, and he's sitting in there, and he's like, man, come on, Drew. I know you can spit. You got something. I got something. So I go on there. I spit a little something. He threw on a beat, a old 50 Cent beat. And I rapped on it, and he said, man, that's it right there. Like, listen to this. Play it back for me. I listened to it, and I'm like, shit, I was surprised when I heard it. I was like, oh, shit, I guess I did kind of run that. And I was like, man. And he's like, man, like, you could do this. Like, you're actually good. You got a good flow. You got a good, you know, you got good wordplay. Like, you could do this. Take this seriously. Why not? So then now I went forward. So that was the first studio session, and that's how it went forward. And it was actually Red Dot was that track I recorded.
Man, so you got Red Dot out. So Red Dot is out. Tell me about, like, the process of writing Red Dot and, like, why did you make that the single?
Well, Red Dot, well, first of all, I was trying to come in harder. I was trying to, like, I got a snap on the track. And I got a snap on it like Wayne. You know how Wayne, when he comes in on a track, you, like, yeah, you hit the lighter flick, but then he, like, boom. Like, you like, he hit you with something hard first, you know, when he comes in on a track. So that's how I started writing Red Dot. So I said, Glock 9 strap, you know, like, you know, that's how I started writing it out. And I found some, you know, just listening to different beats, getting different vibes, and I was like, nah, I'm just going to write it. So I wrote out bars, and then I found a beat to match it, and it went like that.
So you wrote it before you went to the booth? So you
studio? Yeah, I actually wrote the words before I went to the booth, and then they threw the beat on, and then I was like, this is the one.
Oh, so you didn't have a beat yet?
Yeah, no, I had listened to different beats and I had put it to different beats. Like I said, I was vibing to it. I was writing to different, like, I was writing lyric bars down and now getting different vibes and shit, and, you know, like that. And then when I got in the studio, my man said, man, you got something written down? I was like, I mean, yeah, I had something. And he threw something on, and it was like that. And he said, it's hot, you know.
Joe. So it came together, like, so... Man, you know what? Go ahead and introduce it. What we're going to do is we're going to give people a sample of Red Dot right now. Go ahead and introduce it. We're going to rock out to it.
Yeah, baby. Red Dot, Drew Pax. Go get that on SoundCloud right now. Go play. Hit that smash like button and hit the follow.
Lead shot. I ain't trying to eat your pussy, keep your legs locked. It's my time, bitch, you can check the wristwatch. Choppers cut you up like a fucking tomahawk. These boys ain't about shit, all they do is suck. You
long climbing. I ain't reached the summit. I knock your pussy down and watch them fucking plummet. Everything you rapping about, I done it. Disrespect, I'ma shoot you, you know how I'm coming. I don't make murder music, but sometimes it's necessary. I kill rappers and drop them off right by the cemetery. My pops made sex, hustling is hereditary. Bitch, stop talking, no need for the commentary. This a one-on-one, all my shit be customary. Fucking with my squad, you need to be cautionary. My squad stays strapped like the fucking military. We some mercenaries, our style ain't ordinary. I'm flyer than the peck canary, you know my flow is legendary. In the zone like secondary, UMP, we hella scary. I ain't talking like mortuary, these takes be fucking temporary. I kill you, then it's been, ain't no huckleberry. Gotta rent that missionary, kill that pussy like Tom and Jerry. Bitch, my vocabulary is the entire dictionary. I am a visionary, but your dreams stay imaginary. The bitch always talking, why the fuck she tripping? She say I act different when I started sipping. Don't push me now, I started fucking clipping. I throw these 32s like my name Blake Griffin. I keep a 33 like my name is Scottie Pippen. 92 Bulls, bitch, I'm always fucking winning. My mama started crying, cause I started sinning. But I ain't done yet, this is just the beginning. UMP the squad, we get these hoes right. 17 years old, living that juvenile life. I pray for my safety every fucking night. Bitch, I like fucking spraying, I don't even like to fight. Trying to make it big, trying to sign a deal. They say they gonna help you out, but they ain't for real. Bitches pushing me to go out and start to kill. Hard times push me to pop all these pills. So I started rapping, this is how I wanna make it. I'll be damned if any of these pussies try to take it. Most of these dudes don't live it, they fake it. They see success, and they all started hating. Bars all day, no Bourbon Street. New Orleans type boy, call that bourbon heat. People saying they the best, they ain't heard of me. I'm eating every day, you pussy serving me.
That right there was Red Dot by the homeboy Drew Pax.
We can call him Drew Pac.
All right, bro. That, so is Red Dot off of a new album or a coming mixtape that we can look out for?
No, but yeah, I'm gonna drop a couple more singles within the next couple of weeks. But there is a mixtape that is gonna be dropping in January. Middle of January, about it's called, and the mixtape's called Middle of the Night, and that's gonna be dropping, and Red Dot will be on the mixtape, and that's gonna be on Spotify, on SoundCloud, and I'm trying to push it on Apple Music. I'm not sure if it's gonna get on there yet, but we're gonna try.
Of course, that's all we can do, brother. Let's try our best, but I mean the music is dope. I'm sure people, it's something that people need to hear. Middle of the Night. So why, what's the concept behind Middle of the Night, the mixtape?
Middle of the Night, the mixtape is called Middle of the Night because it was back, me and my friend, we was like, man, we were messing around, you know, making beats and like, you know, rapping and like, man, we have to drop a mixtape right now. Like this is like, you know, what would we call it? Like, what are we doing? Like, what are we doing right now? We're rapping, right? In the middle of the night.
In the middle of the night.
In the middle of the night. That's what we. And so we're going to drop it when everybody's listening in the middle of the night. So I said, all right, man, fuck with it. So, yeah. So we're like, man. So it just stuck with me. I just remember we was just sitting in the crib and we was like, yeah, in the middle of the night. That's when we, so I'm going to drop the bitch in the middle of the night.
Yeah, no. All right, so we got the mixtape coming out. You said January 2018 is the launch date?
Yeah. January is going to be I'm going to say January 20th, but don't. I'm going to say January 20th. Yeah.
It's a soft launch. We you know, we might launch it, we might not launch it on that day. Word. So what is the concept behind, like what's the flow of the tracks that you like creating right now? Is it smoker music? Is it, you know, just chill and ride music? Is it dance music? Is it club bangers, trap bangers? You know, you just freestyling? What can we expect from Middle of the Night mixtape?
What you gonna expect from it? It's not really no, you know, like, you know, it's down a vibe and smoke to it, nothing like that. You know, it's gonna be kind of that hard. Like, I know in Chicago y'all got that little drill, you know, the drill music, you know, drill rap, you know, G Herbo and Lil Baby. Yeah, you know, I fuck with Lil Baby and all them. It's gonna be similar to that kind of vibe, like Lil Baby, G Herbo, shit like that. So it's gonna be kind of like that.
Yeah, definitely gotta check that out there. I mess with the Bibster. Word. Hey, man, so this is just a side note. I've been watching Love & Hip Hop, and I see they got another Love & Hip Hop they launching in Miami now. So would you be interested, if they called you, to be on Love & Hip Hop New Orleans?
Yeah, I would, yeah.
Do you watch already?
I really don't. Watch it, but I mean, shit, I'll be on it. Okay.
Fuck it. Can't lose. <move. laughs>
Yeah.
Oh, man. And what about your Pelicans? You think they could dethrone, man, LeBron or Steph Curry this year?
Man, it ain't gonna happen this year. I know that, but I'm not losing. Man, come on. Man, they got the super teams, man. It's unfair. But, yeah, I'm rocking with the Pelicans the hard way, you know, man. You know, Boogie, you know, AD, Rondo with 25 assists the other day. Ridiculous, man.
Ooh.
Yeah.
He back to his old self, huh?
Yeah, I'm messing with him, man. The Pelicans go hard, but, you know, the Cavaliers and Warriors, they just juggernauts, man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Chicago ain't no different, you know. So
yeah,
I just turned from that shit. I just turned from the Chicago Bulls, so it's all good, you know.
Yeah, bro.
But anyway, man, we about to get out of here. I want you to have the last words to let everybody know what it is. Why are you different from any other rapper? Why they need to listen to your shit? You know what I'm saying? What you got coming out for 2018? And then hit them with your Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook handles, and we out of here.
All right. Man, I'm coming at y'all with bar after bar, hot beats, and a lot of content coming out every week. And I put out not only
every week,
a lot of content every week. It's coming out every week. And it's going to be quality.
What day?
Friday.
Every Friday, okay.
Every Friday, we're going to be dropping music. And I mean, it's going to be quality music. And it's going to be bar after bar. And you can expect a mixtape coming from me. You can expect the singles being dropped repeatedly. And 2018, I promise you, it's my year. I'm taking hold. I'm taking charge. I'm going in. Gas pedal all the way down. We're going hard. No question.
New Orleans
and my
in the building, man.
Follow me on Twitter at Drew Paxton, DREUXPAXTON. And it's the same on Twitter and Instagram.
There you have it, bro. Hey, man, I appreciate you being on the show. USA Blog Network,
appreciate
you coming aboard, man. The Dopeness Interview Series appreciates. It's Drew Pax.
Thank you, baby.
Drew Pax.
All right, big brother. Thank you, man. I appreciate you.
Hey, man, salute to you. So another dope interview. That's what we do. Nothing but the dopeness in the world, Craig. In the world. All right? So if you haven't followed us on Facebook, IG, or Twitter, go ahead and do so.
USA Blog Network. Also, you can check out this new song, Red Dot. It's going to be in rotation, heavy rotation, on USA Blog Network on our blogs this weekend. So tune in and support good music. All right, brother. We out of here, man. Thanks for coming aboard. Right. Salute to you. Hats in the air. Ah.
Lead shot. I ain't trying to eat your pussy, keep your legs locked. It's my time, bitch, you can check the wristwatch. Choppers cut you up like a fucking tomahawk. These boys ain't bout shit, all they do is talk. You say you move dope, but you never ran the block. Never sold a rock, never dodged the cops. Never bust a shot, never told a Glock. But they gonna keep on frontin'. You wanna kick it with me, but you know I'm steady puntin'. Glock hot, but my wrist ice, steady stuntin'. Mac 11 problem solver, get the gunning. I keep on climbing. I ain't reached the summit. I knock your pussy down and watch them fucking plummet. Everything you rapping about, I done it. Disrespect, I'ma shoot you, you know how I'm coming. I don't make murder music, but sometimes it's necessary. I kill rappers and drop them off right by the cemetery. My pops made sex, hustling is hereditary. Bitch, stop talking, no need for the commentary. This a one-on-one, all my shit be customary. Fucking with my squad, you need to be cautionary. My squad stays strapped like the fucking military. We some mercenaries, our style ain't ordinary. I'm flyer than the pecanary, you know my flow is legendary. In the zone like secondary, UMP, we hella scary. I ain't talking like mortuary, these takes be fucking temporary. I kill you, then it's been, ain't no huckleberry. Got her in that missionary, kill that pussy like Tom and Jerry. Bitch, my vocabulary is the entire dictionary. I am a visionary, but your dreams stay imaginary. The bitch always talking, why the fuck she tripping? She say I act different when I started sipping. Don't push me now, I started fucking clipping. I throw these 32s like my name Blake Griffin. I keep a 33 like my name is Scottie Pippen. 92 Bulls, bitch, I'm always fucking winning. My mama started crying cause I started sinning. But I ain't done yet, this is just the beginning. UMP the squad, we get these hoes right. 17 years old, living that juvenile life. I pray for my safety every fucking night. Bitch, I like fucking spraying, I don't even like to fight. Trying to make it big, trying to sign a deal. They say they gonna help you out, but they ain't for real. Bitches pushing me to go out and start to kill. Hard times push me to pop all these pills. So I started rapping, this is how I wanna make it. I'll be damned if any of these pussies try to take it. Most of these dudes don't live it, they fake it. They see success, and they all started hating. Bars all day, no Bourbon Street. New Orleans hot boy, call that bourbon heat. People saying they the best, they ain't heard of me. I'm eating every day, you pussy serving me.